mother.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. It's a Disney kind of day. Glad to see your smiling faces as we pass along the way. There's lots of fun and laughter here awaiting just for you. All you have to do is make a wish and watch a dream come true if you take my hand.
Olé! Olé! It's showtime!
You are listening to The Mini Minxes, the UK's newest Disney podcast. It's a mischievous way to start your week. Disney girl power.
Hello, Kimmy.
Hiya, Laura.
It's show number 3.
I can't believe we've made it to show 3.
Show 3.
What are you people doing listening to us still? We've had quite some good feedback though, to be fair, on last show, didn't we, Laura?
We have.
Yeah, quite good. Loads of good emails and messages coming through on his email address. And a few nice tweets. So thanks to everybody that's taken the time. Oh, and don't forget the iTunes reviews. Thanks to everybody that's taken the time to write those as well. It means a lot to us that we know that people are listening and enjoying. So now we've got the audio problems more or less ironed out. We hope that we can continue and bring you some more stuff that you'd like to listen to. A special mention, though, Laura, to Chris Wakefield, don't you reckon?
Yes, that lovely review.
Oh, he's lovely. He weren't bothered about us audio problems too much either, bless him.
No, he just thought we were so funny.
He wants to come on, you know, Laura.
Well, let's have him on then.
Well, we're to send him a Mini Minxes outfit, though, like we did Craig Lucas.
What, pants? Or knickers, if he's American?
Well, yeah, he'll have to have Mini Minx knickers with some Mini Minx ears on. I'm sure he'll love that. Though, to be fair, I think Chris is collecting English podcasts. I think there's only us and one other one, and he's got the full set, like a Vinyl Mation set.
Yeah, I listened to him in Your Mousecast the other day.
And he's been on Diz After Dark as well.
Okay.
I think he's collecting us English Disney podcasts, you know. So what have we got coming up, Laura?
Well, we are focusing mainly on the lovely event, and I wish I was at last week, the One More Disney Day, the 24 Hours at Disney.
Oh, how gutted I was there. I wish we had a Disney World in Yorkshire.
See, it was spoiler, it was the novelty of the way off.
Probably. But at least I could say I spent 24 hours there.
Yeah. Well, you have to wait till the next leap year to see if you do it again.
Fingers crossed.
Get enough money to hire out the whole thing for yourself for 24 hours.
What do you think I do as a living, you, Laura?
I don't actually know.
Oh my god.
What day you do?
I don't even know. I don't make enough money to rent out at Disney World though. I'm not Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. So what we actually doing about this 24 hours gig then?
Well, we are telling everyone what we would do and suggesting what they should do if it was their last ever 24 hours at Disney, if it was by chance to close.
What, it's closing?
No, it's not really closing. It's a little game you set up, Kerry.
Are you sure it's not closing? Oh, there aren't going to be very many happy holiday makers out there if it's closing.
Kerry suggested we get into the mindset clothing and discuss what we would do if we had 24 hours to do all our favourite things one last time.
Oh, so it's not closing?
No.
Oh, everybody, put down phone. Stop panicking. It's a game. It's not really closing. I got confused. I thought it was closing. It's a game. No, put the phone down. That's it. Sit down, calm down. Quick, Laura, what else have we got going on?
And then we're interviewing someone who was very, very lucky and was actually at Disney for the 24-hour night last week. The lovely Dana.
Oh, she was tweeting all the time. I was getting dead excited about her tweets.
She's giving stuff away as well.
I know. I was going to enter and I thought, well, I don't think I can because I'm not a US citizen. But I wanted to. It looked like so much fun. So I can't wait to speak to her about that.
And then we've got our usual thing to round off with, Ask Mini Minxies.
Oh, we've got some questions, haven't we? People are sending us questions. I'm happy.
They are, but they're very hard questions.
Oh, there's one easy one and one hard one.
And who got the hard one, Kimmy?
Well, should we do rock, paper, scissors for it now?
Okay, well, pretend you haven't just bullied me into doing the hard one already in the game.
Just do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, I've got mine.
Ready? One, two, three. I've got paper.
I've got scissors. Oh, you lost.
Oh, this was supposed to be predetermined that I was going to win. Oh, we're destroying the magic of podcasting. No. Yeah,
I took the hard question from Stephen Maxwell. Oh. And it was a very hard one indeed.
Yes, Stephen, you sent one good one and one really rock hard one, which I palmed off on Laura pretty quick.
But we've answered it for you.
We have, so make sure you listen all the way through, Stephen.
And make sure you're listening on something that's got a rewind button. Go back through and write down all the special minute details I put in for you.
Yeah, to make sure you've got a pen and paper for the end of the show, Stephen.
And then we're going to reveal the winner of the competition.
Oh, bloody hell. I better pick somebody then, haven't I?
You had. Oh. You're in charge of the picking.
Oh, dear. All right, then. I'll get on with that while we get on to the next bit.
Okay, let's get started. Okay, Kimmy, I've got a task for you.
Oh, yeah. What's that then, Laura?
Close your eyes.
Closing.
And lie back.
Lying.
Stay there for 10 minutes. I'm only joking. pretend that Disney, deep breath, is closing. And Aaron has been very kind enough to give you the money to go for one last day.
Right.
And so has Malcolm.
Oh.
So off we go on the plane. And now we have to tell everyone what we'll need to do one last day at Disney.
Well, I'm not going on the same plane as you, am I?
Oh, you are. You're sitting next to me too.
Oh, no, I don't want to go on holiday with two angry Scots. You'll get us thrown off plane.
I drug myself up on the plane, so into oblivion, so I've got no idea what's going on.
And is Malcolm going to behave?
Yeah. Right. Malcolm, plays games on the plane.
Right, as long as you're not going to be angry on plane. I'm not getting thrown off over the Atlantic with a parachute, because you two are fighting with the air stewardesses because your coke's not fizzy enough.
So, you've got that lovely picture in your head. Mm-hmm. What would you do your last day at Disney?
Apart from cry all the way on the aeroplane. And make sure I don't get thrown off. Well, I think I'd get to the Magic Kingdom really, 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 really early. And get there for rope drop. Because believe it or not, I have never been to a rope drop.
I think I have once. Just one.
You think?
I think, I was quite young, I remember it. They drove a little car. It was, they just opened it in time for going in for a breakfast reservation.
But no, I've never been there for a rope drop, which probably is shocking a lot of people, saying I'm supposed to be a really big Disney fan and I've never done a rope drop.
You're always in your bed. Too lazy.
I know, I must admit, I don't like my sleep. even on holiday, I struggle. But no, yeah, I'd get to the Magic Kingdom for rope drop. But before I carry on all this, can I just sort of state that my logic in thinking this is, I've got 24 hours.
Yep.
All four parks are open in this 24 hours, seeing as it's shutting down.
Yeah, everything's open.
Everything's open.
Since it's all going to close the next day.
24 hours.
Yep.
And have I got a car?
Yeah, you can have a car.
And I've got
a car. Or you can choose to go on the Disney Transport.
Yeah, but Disney Transport's a bit slow, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, you've got a car.
I've got a car. All right. Super, right. So, I would go to Magic Kingdom for rope drop because I've never done one before. I'd love to see one of them. I'd then go and have breakfast at Cinderella's Castle. Now, that I were a bit torn between this because Crystal Palace I really, really, really like. But, and if on a normal day out of the two, I probably would go to Crystal Palace more than the castle. But if it's the last day, I'm going at Castle. So I go have breakfast in the castle, and then obviously wine and dine with all the princesses. Go ride Stitch, because that's my absolute favourite ride. Yes, I did say Stitch was my absolute favourite ride. Everybody now picking themselves up off the floor.
You've made that joke already.
Oh, I have, haven't I?
They've read it on the website.
Well, maybe they've not been to the website. Maybe they don't do websites, Laura.
You need to write some new jokes.
Ugh. I'll have to get a new joke book. But yeah, Stitch is my favourite. Love that ride. I think I've rode it about 30 odd times. Then I'd quickly run across. Well, when I say run, probably waddle, because I don't really do much running. To go ride Splash Mountain. Go watch, run back to Fantasyland, or waddle back to Fantasyland, watch Filiar Magic. Waddle back to Fantasyland, go watch Filiar Magic. Before heading towards Animal Kingdom, jump in my car, drive to Animal Kingdom, go watch Festival of the Lion King, because I absolutely adore that show. Going to repeat myself again, because this is on the website, but I cry every time. Not because it's upsetting, but just I think I get, when they start doing the final, yeah, when they do that bit at the end, in the finale medley, I start proper booing. I get overwhelmed, I think, because I absolutely adore that show. Got the soundtrack. Aaron's video recorded it. Shh. It's a secret. So I can watch it whenever I want, because I absolutely adore that show. Then I'd have a nice stroll around the Tree of Life, looking to all the carvings and everything. Go find Stitch, because Stitch and Lilo used to stand there. Whether they do or I think they don't anymore, but we'll pretend that they do. So go see Stitch again. Then rush to Epcot in my car, brum brum. Go have lunch at Electric Umbrella, which you might think is a bit of a strange place. But me and Aaron, every time we've gone, we've always gone to Electric Umbrella. And I don't
like special mice to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I know it's not the bestest of food in there, but it's just, don't know, there's just something about it that me and Aaron really like, and it just brings back memories from all the other previous trips.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to eat in there, I think, for lunch. Waddle to Soarin', waddle to Captain EO, because me and Aaron are both big Michael Jackson fans.
Oh, I like that. I could just get a joke, but I wouldn't tell it in there.
Is it a rude joke?
No, it's not rude, it's just... Well,
quite
offensive.
Oh dear.
Jackson's not listening.
Oh dear, no, we won't tell offensive jokes. This is not Diz After Dark. We'll save that for whenever we go on Diz After Dark.
Yeah,
hint, boys. Journey. Now, this is going to be a bit controversial here. I will ride Journey into Imagination.
I love that.
I love that, but then I think I never went on the original one, so I can't compare the two.
I did go on the original one, but can only remember certain bits. And when I went on it again a few months ago, I said how my memory of it was another disappointment. On it again now, I remember the bit with the train.
Yeah.
And the dark tunnels being a lot scarier. Well, it would have been when I was about 7 or something, but...
But I still scream. I scream when it goes bang every time, even though I know it's coming. And I know the lovely scene's going to pop out behind. I still scream. Kids look at me like I'm some sort of freak. Like, what's she screaming for? It just always makes me jump. Always when it goes bang. And it's very scary for me, is that ride? Anyway, so I've done my Journey into Imagination. I'm going to go spend all Aaron's money in Mouse Gears, because I think that is my favourite shop in the parks.
Okay.
Is Mouse Gears. I don't know why. Again, I think it's just got some sort of sentimental, brings back memories, holiday. But I love wandering around Mouse Gears. I really do. Then on to Hollywood Studios. Go do Great Movie Ride, because it's a must, isn't it, if you're going to Hollywood Studios. You've got to go on Great Movie Ride.
Yeah.
Voyage of the Little Mermaid, because that's my second favourite show. And I love Little Mermaid, because she's dead good. And she can sing really pretty. And it took me ages to... I mean, I won't destroy the magic for anybody, but it took me ages to work out how that worked.
I've not seen it, so...
Oh, Laura. You're doing a Disney podcast and you've not done half that stuff.
Teaching the Beast,
I think. Well, how can you say it's better if you've never seen it?
Well, okay, it's so good that I keep going back to everything.
Fair enough then, but no. Won't ruin it for you then, Laura, but it took me ages to work out how all that worked. And then, of course, I'd have to go watch The Muppet, because everybody knows how much I love The Muppets.
We do.
Because I keep rabbiting on about them every single show. Speaking of which, do you know that they won that Oscar for that song?
They did.
Woohoo! Go Muppets, go Muppets, go Muppets. Rumour is there's a sequel in production.
Oh.
Watch this space.
Maybe Miss Piggy will be nominated for Best Actress.
She should have done, really, shouldn't she?
Then she's probably stolen the other one already.
Probably. It's probably on a mantelpiece with the rest of the ones that she's stolen.
Yep.
So, dummy Muppets. Gonna go have dinner. Gonna go have dinner at Sci-Fi Diner.
So back to Hollywood. Okay.
Still in Hollywood Studios. Yep. I ain't gone anywhere yet.
I just realised I said that.
Sci-Fi Diner. Have you ever eaten there, Laura? Let me guess. No.
No, I haven't.
No. Sci-Fi Diner, one of the best places for theming that you can eat on the whole Walt Disney World Resort, in my opinion.
Yeah, we did have it booked in December, but we didn't go in the end.
You're going to go next time though, aren't you, Laura?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make you a...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, dinner at Sci-Fi Diner, yum 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 in my tum. Then it's about 8 o'clock I'm reckoning now, so still got a fair few hours. So I'm going to go watch the 8 o'clock, because just conveniently there was an 8 o'clock show in a Fantasmic. Just conveniently. So I'm off to go watch Fantasmic, because that's just... Please tell me you've seen that, Laura.
Of course. Especially when all the characters come out in the boats at the end.
Guess what, Laura?
What?
I cry at that bit.
Do you? It's a surprise.
I'm a bit of a wuss, Shirley. But no, it's a breathtaking show. Absolutely love it. Was gutted when they stopped showing it as many times as they did. Because I thought, oh no, is this a spell the end of it? But it's a lovely show. It's a lovely little show. I've got the soundtrack to that as well. I listen to that quite often. So I've done my Hollywood Studios. That's all I want to do there. So I go back to my Brum Brum. Go back to Magic Kingdom. I'm going to ride the TTA a couple of times. Because that's another... You've got to do that, haven't you?
Yeah.
You have done that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Good. So ride that a couple of times, because I do love that. Paging Mr. Tomorrow. Anyway, so yeah, doing that, going back on Stitch for a couple of times, because there'll be no queue, because nobody likes it apart from me. So I'll go on that a couple of times. Then guess where I'm going to go?
Back on Stitch?
No, I've done Stitch a few times. We're going to go to Winnie the Pooh, because Eeyore's my second favourite. Stroke joint character. So let's do Winnie the Pooh. And I always start laughing my head off when you're bouncing with Tigger. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Bouncy, 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 fun, 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 fun. I love that bit.
Piglet is better.
Oh, Piglet is better.
Piglet is small and cute and stripy.
But he doesn't bounce.
Well, he would if you picked him up by his tail and...
You have done Winnie the Pooh, ain't you, Laura?
Yes.
I keep checking because, guys, I aren't sure if she's actually been at Disney World. I think she makes it up. I think she's photoshopped them photos on her Facebook account. I don't think she's been. Right, so I've done Winnie the Pooh. And then, obviously, I want to watch Wishes, but I don't want to get crushed in the crowd or anything. So I'm going to go, because conveniently... I'd booked Wish's dessert party.
You'll meet me there.
Is that where you're going to go?
Eh?
Oh, well, me and Laura...
You're fighting
the cake. Me and Laura are fighting over desserts while boys are watching fireworks. So I'm going to watch the parade and watch the fireworks from the Wish's dessert party. Stuff my face full of desserts and pop and tea and coffee and whatever else I can grab for free. And you know what I'm going to do? As they're filing everybody out, I'm going to tie myself to some railings and demand they not close the place down.
Is that your lovely 24-hour Spanish?
I think so. The only... See, I was going to watch the fireworks from Polly Beach because that is another one of my favourite things to do.
Too far away though, if it's the last time. You can never see.
Well, this is what I was thinking. And plus, I tie myself to the hammock. Nobody's really going to care, are they? If I tie myself to the hammock, it ain't going to make a...
It'll just float you out to sea.
It will. And my point won't get made. So, yeah. I'm going to tie myself to the railings of Main Street, USA and demand that they do not close Walt Disney World down. Woo!
Now for my turn.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm guessing that I'm staying at Polynesian.
Oh, I didn't say where I was stopping. Very good there. I didn't think we'd be stopping because it won't be open day after.
Well, we're allowed to go to bed at night, so yeah, we are.
All right, I'd stay at Poly too.
No, I haven't actually stayed at Polynesian before.
Oh, yeah, but I can't afford it.
But it's one of my favourite, you know, themed hotels and bars and all that sort of stuff, so...
No, I'd agree with you, it's my favourite as well, but I just can't afford to stop there.
So that's why I've chosen that. So, okay. I would get up, and I would go straight to Downtown Disney Marketplace. First thing in the morning, and I would get a muffin to go.
Muffin from where?
I can't think where sales muffins are now, to be honest, but... Marco can get coffee from the Ghirardelli place, and I can get some chocolate-covered strawberries even from Candy Cauldron or something like that, so I'd find something to eat.
Liking your style so far, carry on.
And I would eat it whilst walking about and popping into the shops like the pin station, and trading pins and banks and stuff, and watching the people and blah 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 blah. Do about an hour doing that. And then I'd go to Magic Kingdom, and I'd spend about an hour and a half, because that's what it usually takes me to get up Main Street, because I have to go into every shop and check every lanyard on every cast member.
Oh, I'm going to say, why are you crawling? But no, I suppose I'm going
to
check.
To see if there's any pins to trade. So I would do that. Malcolm helps. He goes, there's another one. Quick, oh, you've not seen her yet. So we do that for 2 hours or so. And then I would go to Adventureland, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is that your favourite ride?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, if I had to narrow it down to one, it would be. Purely because of the theming and the smell.
It is a good ride.
I love the smell of it.
I'm beginning to think, wonder whether I should have squeezed that in my 24 hours.
That's too late now. And then that's the only thing I'd do in Adventureland. And then I'd go to Fantasyland and I'd go on It's a Small World.
Why?
Because I love it.
Alright.
And I sing Wee Song.
Sing it for our lovely listeners.
No.
I sang Tigger.
I sang Circle of Life.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Fair do. Carry on then.
And then I'd go to Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
And I'd go on Carousel of Progress.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot the Carousel of Progress.
Because I think that is quintessentially Disney.
Do I have a TARDIS? Can I go back in time?
No.
Oh, and man.
Then I would go on Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, because again, that to me is quintessentially Magic Kingdom, and we've got a little model of the little car that you go in on our bookshelf, so... So, they're the four rides that I'd do at Magic Kingdom. If I couldn't do that...
Whoa.
What?
Where's me Stitch loving?
Oh, I don't like Stitch's bow. You just sit in a circle looking at a thing in the middle.
Whoa.
Get sprayed with some water.
Can't you just go on it for me?
No, there's no time.
Oh, Laura.
Hi, Tim, how are you?
Cool.
Because if I had time to do that, I would go to Space Mountain.
There's no queue for Stitch, though. There'll be a big queue for Space Mountain. Just go.
No, Stitch would ruin the lovely atmosphere built up.
Oh, behave. I'm not speaking now, that's it.
So after Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin,
you'll go on stage.
My gun never seems to work properly, and Math Moms gets 200,000 odd things, and I get like 17,000.
I don't really shoot on that, I just spend my time spinning it around like a waltz.
No, we shoot like mad. But I can never see the laser that comes out, so I don't know where I'm shooting at. I might need glasses.
You might.
And then after that, I'd go...
Go on Stitch.
No. A Sunday at Plaza Ice Cream Parlor.
Oh, yeah.
And I would sit and relax in the wee seating terrace that's just on the edge of the river. And I'd just sit and stay at the castle before it all got knocked down. My Sunday. And then I would go on the bus because,
oh my god,
because to me that is just Disney. When I think of Disney, I think of waiting on the bus in the heat. So I would need to go on the bus because
you've only got 24 hours, Laura. You've not got 3 weeks.
Have you been driven about by those wee vacation club people before?
No.
Oh, you should, it's fun. You should go and just talk to the vacation club because they drive your bikes. Me and Malcolm used to be members of it. Well, not anymore. Mm-hmm. We got annoyed, didn't we? The episode at the California Grill that you may remember from show one.
Whoa, everybody. Laura and Malcolm got annoyed.
So when they take you places. They have little cars and stuff that they take you from the main pit, Saratoga.
Jump on your bus then. Where are we going now?
We're going to Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
And we are going for lunch because it's time for lunch. And we're going to the Sunset Ranch Market. Have you been there, Kim?
Do you know? I've never ever been there.
No, it's nothing special, but it's the location of it that I like. Because it's just right on the main sort of Hollywood Boulevard type bit, right up the top of the street, just by Terra.
I think I've sat on them benches near Rock and Roller Coaster waiting for Aaron, but I've never eaten anything from there, I can safely say.
Yeah, so it's good for people watching. So I'd sit there and have a burger, and it must be on the paper plate, Disney paper plates and the paper cups, because that makes me think of Disney. Oh. So it would be a standard, bog standard burger on one of those paper plates. Mm-hmm. And then after we've eaten, mm-hmm. we would go on Aerosmith a few times because I can never get enough of Aerosmith. And then we would go on Tower of Terror, which I hate the actual ride because it's scary and I hate being dropped, but I love the theming of it, so I always have to go on it. Yeah. I would go on it once, and I would do American Idol because I need to do that every time I go on it. It's a nice little sit down. And I'd go to Muppet Vision 3D.
Yeah, the only things I do
at Hollywood Studios.
It's surprising that neither of us would go to Toy Story Mania.
No, I don't like it. The queue's huge and it's just a bit rubbish. It's one of the longest queues in the park.
I'll agree, it is a bit bad as the queue, but I'm just surprised that I'm sitting here thinking neither of us have said that one and it's the most popular ride, but never mind. Move on, where are we going next?
Then we're going to the World Showcase. Mm-hmm. So we're bypassing all the other stuff that I've got.
Oh,
I did forget a bit soaring though, I must admit. So I probably would add that in now.
No, I wasn't allowed to add stuff in.
No, I know, so I'm not allowed to add that in. So we're going past everything else. It queues too long anyway.
You didn't get a fast pass like me then, no?
No, I didn't actually. The fast passes had all gone by the time I got there. Oh,
that's because you were too busy shopping down downtown Disney.
Yeah, probably. So, I'd go to World Showcase, and I'd walk around it, just stroll around it and look in all the wee bits and got all the atmosphere from all the other countries and stuff. But you can see a theme here, I'm going more for atmosphere rather than rides.
I can see that, yes.
So we'd wander around there, visit all the countries, and then we'd have dinner in somewhere we haven't been before.
That's every restaurant in Epcot, isn't it, that, Laura?
Oh, I've been to most restaurants at Epcot Watch, okay.
Have you really?
I haven't been to Tutto Italia.
Right.
And you can sit outside. Mm-hmm. You go there because you can people watch.
I'm getting a theme of people watching as well, yeah.
It's all about atmosphere and people watching on the last day.
What I would say to anybody that's listening and is going to Mouse Meets, make sure you know Winnie and Laura because she's probably watching you.
And then we would leave in time to get back to Magic Kingdom. Then we'd leave to Totalia in time to get back to Magic Kingdom to meet you, Kimmy, at the dessert party.
Oh, hello, Laura.
Hello, Kimmy.
Hello.
And I would watch my favourite show, The Magic, The Memories and You, projection show, and then wishes. And then I would leave Magic Kingdom and I'd go back to Downtown Disney.
You're not joining me in my little protest, me handcuffing myself to railings, refusing to
leave. No, I'd go to bed once I've done this last one.
Fair enough, so then. I'll protest by myself.
So I'd go back to Downtown Disney Marketplace.
Yep.
And I'd just have a stroll about all the shops again, because they're all still open. So I particularly like Basin at night and smelling all the soaps and buying doggy soap and all that sort of stuff. And then I would go back to the hotel bar at the Polynesian.
Would you check to see if I were all right? Because I'm still, you know, handcuffed at railings.
No, you've got iron. We can rescue you. Okay. So I'd go back to the Polynesian and cocktails with Malcolm, obviously. And then I'd collapse in bed with sore feet before the 24 hours are up and sleep the rest of it. I would sleep the rest of it because I've done everything I want to do and I'm tired, and I'll go to bed with all the nice memories of Disney. Whilst you are soiling yours by tying yourself to railings.
Yeah, but I'm a one woman protesting machine. Thanks to me, everybody. It ain't closing. So if any of our listeners have got any thoughts or comments about what they're doing their last 24 hours at Disney, send us a quick email or give us a tweet at contact@theminiminxes.co.uk or tweet us at @theminiminxes.
Okay, so me and Kim are here with the lovely Dana, aka Dragon Alley. So we're going to hear all about her blog and the wonderful 24 hours she spent luckily at Disney last week. Hello, Dana.
Hi, you guys. It's great to be on.
For any of our listeners that haven't heard about you before, which I'm sure they have done, you just want to quickly introduce yourself and tell them about your blog a bit first before we go into anything?
I go by Dragon Alley online. My blog is www.dragonalley.com, also known as the Dragon's Lair. Dragon spell funny because I couldn't get the approval for a regular dragon without competing with somebody else for the name. So instead of an O in dragon, there's a Y. So that's the only difference when you're trying to look it up. So DragonAlley is what you want to search for if you're Google searching me. My blog, I say it's a site about life, Disney, adventure, travel, and other things that make happy. And basically, that's what it's about. It's just about my many misadventures through life that a lot are Disney related, but some of them aren't. And I just blog about what I love.
And we all love Disney, don't we?
Yes.
I love the Mickey outfit you put together.
Oh, thank you.
Your gloves and everything.
That was one of my favorite projects to work on recently, because if you do read my blog, I do a weekly Fashion Friday, and I just knew that for the 24-hour day, I had to dress up as a character. I couldn't go into the parks for the 24-hour day with such a special day and not do a character, and I really wanted to do Mickey, but I usually try to style my outfits several different ways, and especially with Mickey for the 24-hour day, I'm like, let me go all out, because when am I going to wear this? You know, in real life, when am I going to have a chance to wear something this outrageous? And so I just had so much fun with it. If you can't go to the website and see the pictures to describe the outfit, I'm wearing yellow Converse sneakers, red pants, a really cute black top, a yellow scarf. I'm wearing white fingerless gloves, which I love. And my hair is done with two buns on the top of my head. And it's just... it's very crazy, but it's so cute and fun.
Yeah,
and
so cute.
I mean, when else are you going to get a chance to wear something like that?
Exactly, yeah. It's just the perfect opportunity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of people who got, I got so many compliments on the outfit. I think it was just a fun time to do it. I saw a lot of people, like, you know, adults can't wear costumes at Disney during the year unless it's like a special Halloween party or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I saw a lot of adults doing sort of costumey light things this, you know, on the 24-hour day. So it wasn't a full costume, but it was pieces of costume and stuff like that. So I think a lot of people went all out for it.
Was there quite a lot of people dressed up in different outfits?
Not a lot, but enough to notice. Like, maybe one out of every, like, 10 or 20, something like that. Enough where it's like, wait, you're wearing a costume too.
What was your favorite costume that you saw then that somebody else was wearing?
Oh, I think I saw a Snow White, and I always love to see Snow White, and, like, you know, girls who wear the Snow White sort of top in the parks. I think it's always so cute. So I'll just go through, like, a run-through of the day, and then just stop me if anything sounds terribly interesting. Waking up 3:45 in the morning, you're all hyped up, and you're like, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay in the park 24 hours. Somewhere around hour 12, you're like, this was not the good idea. This is not a good idea. 24 hours awake is bad.
I saw you tweeted that you were flagging a bit.
Oh my god. That's what Hall of Presidents is for. Which is terrible.
That's what I said, didn't I? Because I tweeted Diana back, and so I said, come on girl, you can do it. Go to Hall of Presidents for a quick snooze and you'll be fine.
Yeah, because... you definitely reach that point where it's like, I'm not gonna make it. And it didn't help. My friends got this lovely 2-bedroom hotel room in Bay Lake Tower. And to put it in perspective, you can walk from Magic Kingdom to Bay Lake Tower. And I'm like, you know, I could take a quick stroll and be in bed.
But that'd be cheating, and you didn't want to cheat.
Oh, I didn't. And I know a lot of people who took the mid-afternoon naps, or people who got lunch or breakfast outside of the parks. And I'm like, no, I do not leave this park until 6 a.m. This is not, you know, I'm not going to halfway do this. I'm not going to take a nap. I'm not leaving this park at all. And I did it. Yay. But yeah, there were definitely times where I'm like, you know, this was a great idea at 3:45 in the morning. 3:45, got up, put the Mickey outfit together, prayed it looked all right, but it did, so much so I took pictures. And then you go and you stand, and then we went to Magic Kingdom, and I'm looking around, and there's a huge crowd. And I think there was this constant debate back and forth, especially, like, I kind of had a feeling it was going to be crowded for the 24-hour day. A lot of people were like, no, I doubt that many people will come, it'll just be the Disney crazies. Turns out, a lot of Disney crazies in this world. And so you're just looking at the sea of people and the media doing their media thing because, you know, Disney wants to show the happy people entering the park and stuff like that. Then we get in and it's quiet for the first maybe 2 hours. You know, like once the crowd dispersed into the park, you got... sort of walk on to rides. I got to take pictures with the princesses, which I never get to do when I'm there normally. Not because I couldn't. I just think I could either wait in a line for half an hour or I could ride something. So I usually pick the riding something, but this time it was only a 5-minute wait to see the princesses, and I was like, I'm not missing this opportunity. Because, yeah, it was people hopping all day. I don't think I ate breakfast. I was just like not hungry and I was hyped up on adrenaline.
Breakfast is supposed to be the most important meal of the day, you know?
Yeah, it was the most skipped meal of the day that day. I was gonna go to Sleepy Hollow and get a waffle sandwich, but like the line, oh my god, it was, that had a line. Like, to see the princesses, no line. Waffle sandwich, really long one. Everybody needed breakfast. Got in the park, so pictures of the princesses, and I know I probably at some point did a ride. I know I did Peter Pan, which had a very short wait, which it never does, and I love that. That's such a fun ride, and it's really cool when you can just walk on. And then Snow White Scary Adventures, I took pictures inside. I had to take a picture of Dopey, because they're taking that ride down, and that makes me sad.
Is that going to be your last time riding that ride as well, not to rub it in further?
I think that's the last time I'll get to write it. I thought my last time was going to be in January, but I think it's closed. Ooh, I have got to look that up. I forgot the date it's closing for good, but it's definitely going to close within the year.
I was going to say, is it May time, isn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to say May, yeah, but I can't quote me. But yeah, I wanted to make sure I had pictures of the inside of that ride because I always forget to take pictures when I'm in the parks because I'm usually having such a great time. Ooh, I took some really cool Foggy Castle pictures early in the morning, which was fun too. Because usually the castle's all clear and it's a blue day or stuff like that, but it was like foggy when we first got there and it was just really pretty, sort of dramatic looking castle.
Was the rope drop any different then? Because did I see pictures of Mickey and Minnie in their pajamas?
Yes, they were in their pajamas. I don't think they were in their pajamas for the official rope drop where they do the castle opening show and stuff like that. But when the media was out there and the guests were out there, they were in their pajamas. You could also meet with them in their pajamas in Town Hall at the end of the day. Neither of which I did because the line was 100 minutes at one point.
Wow.
Yeah. It got really crowded there. And we, for those of us who were in the parks all day, we kept our fingers crossed that around 2 a.m. people would have given up and decided to leave. But yeah. It really didn't clear out that much. I mean, it did a little, and certain rides only had 15 minutes and stuff like that, but that wasn't until 3, almost 4 a.m. And before that, it was sort of a madhouse. I know lunch, I went to Tortuga Tavern. Oh, the Sorcerer's game. The Sorcerer's cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about that.
Yeah,
I would have loved to play it, except for there were lines miles and miles long. Apparently, like, because the crowd was so big, everyone wanted to play Sorcerers that day. So, like, you would have lines of 15 people. And, like, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is when you're trying to play this card game and you have to move from one spot to the next spot, and it's taking you about, you know, 20 minutes in each spot. I got a pack of cards, and they're really pretty cards. Like, if you just want to collect the cards, you'd probably be in a good place. But the game, I hear, is a lot of fun. I have friends who are, like, obsessed with it. But to see people playing it was really cool. The portals are in odd places. Like, one of the places we had lunch, there was a portal in the seating area, which sort of made the crowd even more congested.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. Like, I was looking at the animation. It's beautiful. It's really well done. And people enjoy it. It's very, very popular.
Yeah, I watched some video of it today on the Disney Parks blog. Mm. They kind of summed up their 24 hours, and there was a lot of video of the Sorcerer's game that looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a lot of fun. I still haven't gotten a chance to try it. I'm hoping when I go back in May, and hopefully there isn't, you know, a mile-long line, I'll get to try it and see what it's all about. Because it seems like it's a lot of fun, a lot of people enjoy it, and a lot of age ranges enjoy it. Like, I know a lot of people who are in their 20s and 30s who enjoy it just as much as, like, a 5-year-old kid, so I think it's wonderful that they sort of created that. And I think especially, like, for the locals, not that, like, you can't enjoy it if you're out of town, but yeah. Especially for the locals who see the parks all the time, it was giving them something new to do if they go to the parks every day.
I suppose it brings that revisitable factor as well. You can go, you know, it gets the locals coming back because it can take quite a while to play the game and there's different levels and stuff like that. So I suppose it's that replayable factor that really comes into play there with the locals.
Absolutely. I mean, not only can you come back and continue, I think you can continue a game where you left off, but you can also start a new game, and you get new cards every time you visit Magic Kingdom, which a lot of people just love collecting the cards. I know people who have, if not a complete deck, an almost completed deck. So they really just love every aspect of the game, and I think it's a good idea. I'm just waiting to see what it's like when there's not a crowd. I know, had lunch at Tortuga Tavern, and then we started riding certain rides again. I only got to do Jungle Cruise once that day.
Right.
I didn't get to write it at night like I had planned, but it was fun to do. Our cast member was like, I guess he was new to it, and for those of you who have ridden the Jungle Cruise, like, you either get the cast member who's done it so long they're ad-libbing and they're hilarious, or you get the ones who are so on script you can quote the jokes before they do. And so we had the one where we were all like, it goes on for niles and niles, and if you don't believe that, you're in denial. So, but that was a lot of fun. And I think one of the best parts of, like, the day was just meeting, because I know a bunch of people from Twitter and Facebook and all these different social media, and what you did is you met these people. Like, I met so many people who we've only talked online. We know each other because we work on a website together, and then to put a face to, like, the Twitter name was just really cool for that day. I think that was honestly probably the best part, because a lot of it was a lot of the same stuff you could do on Magic Kingdom on a normal day. Which, I'm not saying that to, like, downplay it. I mean, it's still awesome to be in Magic Kingdom for 24 hours.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, like, Disney itself didn't really do... I don't feel like it did much to make the day magical.
Yeah.
And I always feel bad, because I don't want to be the person who's pouring hate on Disney World.
Yeah.
But I do think that it just was like, oh, the park's open 24 hours, that's good enough.
That was one of my questions. Did they not put any special events or anything on them throughout the day?
They had special character greetings, and there were a ton of them. But I can't remember any unique characters. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but for, like, the races, they'll have characters that are rare. So you'll see characters like Scrooge McDuck or Ludwig von Drake, or, you know, characters you wouldn't see in the parks on a normal everyday basis.
Yeah.
Well, for this one, I looked at the list, and it was characters that maybe you wouldn't get to see as much, but they weren't rare per se. Like, it was still the princesses, it was still Mickey and Minnie, Rapunzel was there. Flynn Rider apparently came out at one point, but that was, like, late at night in the line. You had to line up early to get a chance to see him, because they closed off the line really early. Trying to think who else. I know they had the characters in their pajamas, which was... That was cool. I didn't get to see them, but I've seen the pictures online, and, like, to see them in their pajamas is really fun. They had the dance party at, like, I want to say starting at 1 a.m., they started doing a dance party, but, you know, the Move It, Shake It, Celebrate It, I think that's it, parade. It was like that, only in, instead of it being the parade, they just held still and had, like, a dance party from 1 a.m. to about 5 a.m. until they did the castle show. Which, the castle show at 5:30 a.m. when you're, like, tired and punch drunk, actually even more beautiful. Like, there's something about a castle show at 5:30 in the morning when you haven't been sleeping all day that makes it even more special.
Yeah.
One of the cooler things is that the Main Street Electrical Parade at midnight and the castle show at 5:30 the crowds were so down because I guess we were in line to see characters or go on rides, or maybe it had cleared out a little at some point. But you could sit down and watch the parade, which I have never been able to do. Usually when you see the parade, you have to stand up, you're on your tippy toes trying to peek through the crowd. And I was sitting on the curb the entire time. I didn't have to move to see the parade. And the same thing with the castle show. I was sitting on the ground, like, right near the castle. And maybe, well, obviously a few feet back so I could see the show, but right near the castle, where normally you'd be wall-to-wall people, you couldn't...
Yeah.
See anything. So that was really cool. It was really about the people more than it was about the actual park itself, you know, and just seeing friends and making new friends and just hanging out and talking to people. That was probably the coolest part, and just discussing, like, why we love Disney and just what brought us to the 24-hour day. A lot of people were crazy like me and were like, I just had to come and see it, so I bought a plane ticket for the day before, and I'm leaving the day after, but I had to be here for this.
And so that was another one of my questions. I was going to say, what made you decide to do the full 24 hours?
Well, let me see. This idea came about sometime around marathon weekend, because I was there with friends for marathon weekend, and I was like, if I come down for the 24-hour day, can I stay with you guys? And they were like, you know, you can stay with us whenever. It's never a big deal. So I was like, because at first I was like, oh, it's not going to be that great. I probably shouldn't go. And I'm like, you can't say that unless you at least go.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say it wasn't that great or it didn't do what you wanted it to do if you're not there to actually see it. And so I was like, let me go. And then I was like, if I'm going to do 24 hours, I need to stay in the park the entire time. Like, part of me thought, well, take a nap around midday because it really won't be anything special till like 2 a.m. But I think it changes the experience if you're one of the people who stayed the whole 24 hours. There's something very, there's a sense of pride, really, that like I stayed up the entire time. I did. You know, I rode TTA a bunch of times. The People Mover TTA. I rode, you know, I got to ride all these rides. I got to see pieces of the park I don't really get to look at. I don't usually sit through entire parades. Like, if you ask me what part of Disney is the most skippable for me, it's parades. I'm like, I could be riding something. I'll see you guys later. You sit here and watch. And I got to see an entire parade from beginning to end and actually enjoy it and see the details of it. I got to see the details of the park. And I think if you had left and taken the nap mid-afternoon, or if you, you know, took your lunch or dinner outside the park, you don't really get to experience what Magic Kingdom has to offer throughout the day. And I think that's one of the cool things that I got to do. By staying 24 hours, I got to see the details. I got to see the castle at all times of day, which is really, it's just a cool metamorphosis to watch it as it's like, you know, foggy early morning to midday when it's blue and clear outside to at night when it's all lit up and beautiful.
Yeah.
To take the time and take the pictures that I don't normally even think about because I'm so busy thinking about when I'm going to get on the next ride or, you know, planning out my day to the detail, or, oh no, I'm going to park hop because there's, you know, something else going on in one of the other parks, completely, for me, changed the experience. Because instead of thinking, oh, I have to do this, I have to ride this, it was more of, I can ride whatever, you know, I can do whatever, I can just be in the middle of the park because I have all the time in the world. And I think that's the difference for those of us who stayed all 24 hours.
And where can people see all the photos that you've taken, like all these ones of the castle, all the different stages of light and things?
Oh, well, you can find me on Instagram, same Dragon Alley, just Instagram.com/Dragon Alley. In fact, if you search Dragon Alley, you will find me everywhere. I'm probably going to post the pictures on my Facebook page, which is actually not Dragon Alley. It's The Dragon's Lair, but if you look up facebook.com/Dragon Alley, you'll find me and I can lead you to my my Facebook page, my site, so it's not, you'll find me
because I really want to see those. They sound great, all those photos.
Oh, I took tons of the castle because that was another thing I tried to do. I tried to do a giveaway within the parks, and I did a giveaway at home where it was like a Twitter scavenger hunt, which I think you guys looked into, but you guys...
Yeah, I didn't know whether I was allowed to or not being from the UK, so I wasn't too sure.
Well, just so you know, and all your listeners know, if you are in the UK, don't be afraid to enter one of my contests. I will figure out a way to get the prize to you, so it's not biggie. But yeah, I did a Twitter scavenger hunt, and I would tweet certain things out during the day. The only problem with that is, one, my phone started to die, and two, I started forgetting certain things I wanted to tweet so people could do it. And I think I missed one. And so I was just like, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Just let me know that I missed it, and it won't count against you. And we pulled a winner for that, and that was really cool. The next day, we pulled a winner. So he's going to get his prize. But that was really cool to do because I wanted people who were at home to sort of be able to feel like they were involved, because I mean, who to spend money on a plane ticket on a 24-hour day when really that's it that you're going to do can be a waste of money. And I understand the people who stayed home. Like, it's not necessarily the smartest idea. I just found a really cheap plane ticket and have friends I can stay with. But if it weren't for that, I don't know that I would have been there.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing the prize, I also gave away prizes in the park, which was really cool because I got to meet some of my readers and to see them in person and just, yeah, we follow your site. We love your site. And that's when when you're a podcaster or a blogger and people say, oh, I really love your site. There's something about it that such a wonderful feeling. It's like somebody is actually reading this.
Yeah. in the sort of final hours then, what was the atmosphere like between everybody? Was it a bit of like camaraderie attitude? Were you all sort of egging each other on to stay the distance?
Yes, there was definitely that. Because I think, especially around 2 o'clock, a couple of friends were like, we're going to leave now. And I was like, no. You have to stay to the finish. They didn't. They gave up on me. But I understand because they were worried about trying to get the bus home bus back to their resort. Because what probably was going to happen and probably did happen is if you didn't live in Bay Lake Tower, which is a walk away, or like the Contemporary, you have to hop a bus or the monorail or a boat to get to your resort. And there was probably a line. Although, I will say, around 6 a.m., there weren't that many people in the parks anymore. Like, I think people had given up. But they were afraid of just running into crowds and stuff like that and not being able to get back to their resorts. But it was sort of like, but you came this far, you're so close, you know? And then I think around 5:45 the castle show ended and a lot of us started walking to the exit and I'm like, I can't leave this. My foot cannot step outside this exit before 6 a.m. And so we all just like stood there, and then when our clocks turned to 6 a.m. we all like cheered. We tried to take pictures of the clock on City Hall, although it wouldn't come out properly for most of us, to sort of prove that we were in the parks at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But there was something, there was this feeling of just, like, we did it, you know, like, it's definitely a sense of accomplishment. I guess it's sort of weird to say that's an accomplishment when it's doing something fun, but it was definitely, like, this sense of you did something that was really hard to do, and not everybody did. People even admitted that they didn't want to do it and weren't going to try to stay all 24 hours.
It's an achievement in itself, in it staying awake for 24 hours, never mind walking around a park for 24 hours, because like you say, your feet and legs are going to hurt and you're tired, and you know, it's...
Was it just adults there stuff towards the end, or was there any kids that tried to do the film?
That was sort of sad, because you saw... That made me sad. Listen, I understand that you can take your kids to Disney at any age. I respect that if you understand what you're doing, you can take your kids, but you drag a poor, tired child around the park at 1 o'clock in the morning should be, like, listed as child abuse or something. That was hard, because some kids you could tell were, like, okay, and they were excited to be up. They're fine. But the ones that were crying and tired and their parents kept pushing through made me just so, so sad. It's just this sense of like their parents needed to prove they could stay 24 hours, so they were dragging their kids along, and I think that's a tad cruel. that's kind of mean, because no kid deserves to sort of suffer through that.
No.
I mean, especially if this is supposed to be fun and it's supposed to be a trip for them, if they're not having fun anymore, it's time to go home.
Well, that's it. You know, you're there to have fun. You're not there just to do it. If you're not having fun doing it, there's no point in really doing it, so...
Mm-hmm. And I think that was another thing I told myself. I'm like, if this stops being fun at any point, I can leave. And I think that also sort of inspired me to stay, because it kept getting more fun.
Yeah.
You know, you kept bumping into people, and it would be like, let's go on this ride, and you would go on the next ride, or let's see this show. And yeah, it was just a sense of just hanging out with people and getting to talk to people and hang with people that you don't really get to see that often, which was a lot of fun. There were a few kids. I think eventually a lot of the tired kids went home because I didn't see that necessarily at 6 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of kids, but there were at like 1, and that was a little tough. People had meets during the day. I don't think I went to that many meets because that's something I normally do on a regular trip where I'll like go and it'll be everybody meet here and we'll have snacks or whatever, and I didn't really go to those as much because I meet normally, so I was like, let me just do the stuff I don't normally do, see the parts of the park I don't normally see.
So there were a few podcasters there, and I know Lou was there for a bit, and
yes,
I think Ricky from Inside the Magic was there for a bit.
Mm-hmm. He was there. Trying to think, because there were a couple people who were broadcasting live from the parks. It was a long list. Like, I know one of the people who works with me on the WW Fan Zone, Diz Pod Reviews.
Yeah.
And I think I'm spelling that wrong because I'm saying Diz, but it's D-I-S. Not D-I-Z. He was there, and it was really cool to meet him because we work on the same podcast, and we've never met before. I'm trying to think who else, because I had a ton of friends there who I've met before, and it was cool to see them.
It just sounds like a really nice big family atmosphere, really. It sounds really like a welcoming place.
Yeah, it was fun. It was definitely fun to just to meet people, and you're hugging people and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I know you from Twitter and Facebook and you're real. That was a lot of fun.
So within itself, even though you sort of said there were meets going on, it was like one big meet itself, really, wasn't it? It was like everybody who likes Disney go to the Magic Kingdom for 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it basically was in a way for those of us who are fans and who do the podcasts or the blogs or whatever. It was a meet. It was just the biggest meet there ever was. Because you really did get to meet each other and you got to hang out and you got to talk and you got to just see pieces of the park that you didn't see before. And I sound like a broken record, but that really was sort of the best part for me because, I mean, I ride the rides when I'm there. I see the shows when I'm there. But to see ride the rides with somebody who I haven't hung out with in a while, or to see a show with somebody I haven't talked to, except for on Twitter, that was the cool part. Let me see. Ooh, the merch. They didn't really have as much merchandise as we had hoped. We were all fingers crossed for a commemorative pin that said, like, I survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would thought they would have done something like that.
Nope, they had shirts, and the shirts are okay. They're not amazing, they're okay. But the coolest part about them is I found out they glow in the dark, and that made my life. So I needed a glow in the dark shirt. They also gave away pins and ear hats, which, yeah, please, I know a lot of people want to feel like they're there, but if you see somebody on eBay selling pins and ear hats for like ridiculous amounts of money, it always makes me sad that somebody's buying those.
Yeah.
And I know that it's just because you can't be there and you want to have part of the magic, but they're not worth whatever they're being sold for on eBay, especially considering Disney was giving them away for free.
Yeah.
So that's there are some people who just bring it down for me because apparently like seconds after they were given away the pins, somebody had them up on eBay. And that's just always like, really? Did you just come so you could sell stuff on eBay?
Yeah.
So that's always a bit like hard for me to see. And I wish if I were a smarter person, I would have collected some just to give away to people. Because I really do think it's sad that people sell them.
Kind of ruins it for other people as well, then, doesn't it? Kind of takes the meaning away from it.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of, I mean, I get it that not everyone can be there, and so everyone wants a piece of the magic, and I totally respect that, but to sell it on eBay for ridiculous amounts when it was definitely free, and I mean, this is everything from, the pins that you can get, but maybe there were a limited number of, to Times Guides, which they print out tons of. And it's just like, you're trying to sell a Times Guide on eBay? But they'll do it, and it's just that meh. I call them that, those people. One of the coolest moments for me, as I go randomly, if you notice, my brain does not work in a straight line, it's all over the place. One of the cooler moments was I did Mickey's Fill Her Magic at like 4:30 in the morning all alone when I was like punch drunk tired. And normally when I see it, the 3D sometimes doesn't work for me. I think my eyes are just a little, you know, funny that way.
Yeah.
But like 4 o'clock in the morning when you're sleep deprived, it is the coolest thing ever because it feels like you're actually moving. Like there were times where like I'm on the magic carpet or when Donald's falling, I'm like, I feel like I'm falling too. And it was probably just because I was just so tired at that point, I was out of it. But that was still really cool.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
It was a lot of fun to do that. Especially, that's one of my favorite things to do. I like 3D shows and I like certain rides when I'm in the park. And to do that 3D show when I was so tired was just so much fun. Like, that was just a hilarious time because I'm sitting there realizing it feels like I'm moving, though I know fully well I'm not going anywhere.
It sounds as though, although they didn't put on many special events and stuff, that you got to see everything in a new light almost.
Yes.
And new ways if you hadn't done it before, so.
Yeah, it was a chance to see it brand new. One of the pictures I need to post soon is, like, I always walk by the Cinderella statue. You know, the one near the castle where she's at, and it's the, I think it's the fountain, and it's, like, carved, and she's just so gorgeous looking. And if you look at that picture just right, there's a crown behind her, and it's on stained glass. But if you stand just right, it looks like the crown's on her head. And I never took the time to actually line up the picture. So this was the first time I got to do that, too, and that was just... That when you see it and you finally get that some Imagineer took the time to line that up perfectly,
yeah,
to make it look like it was on her head. If you just stood, if you took a second, if you weren't running past her to get, you know, to Dumbo or the teacups, if you just took a moment and slowed down, you would notice that the crown was on her head. I like those are the moments that I think the 24-hour day did for me too, is just to look at stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think that happens a lot, no matter what park you're at, whether you're at, you know, Disney World, Disneyland, you know, Disney Paris.
Yeah.
No matter where you're at, it took me a moment, my brain froze. No matter where you're at, I think there's a lot of rush, go to a ride, rush, see a character.
Yeah, there is.
And to have, you had what felt like all the time in the world to do whatever it is you wanted, whether it be take more pictures, talk to more friends, just walk through the park at a slower pace than you normally do, and just take it all in. That made the difference. You know, to be able to sit down and actually, you know, sit down at Sleepy Hollow, even though I didn't have a waffle sandwich, and just sit down, or to go to restaurants I don't normally go to. Like, I've never been to Tortuga Tavern in Adventureland, and to have lunch there, and to be able to say, you know, if somebody asks, well, what do you think of this restaurant, to be able to actually have an opinion now because I took the time to eat.
Yeah.
To go to Liberty Tree Tavern, which used to be on my med list. Like, it's not necessarily my top 10, and I don't think it ever will be, but it used to be on my med. You know, like, you can skip it. But actually, dinner there, when it was a really good dinner, and it was nice to just sit down and to talk with friends again, and it was a very cool time to experience everything differently. And I think the only time you get to experience it differently like that is if you're a local and you go, you know, once a week or stuff like that. But if you weren't a local and you went for the 24-hour day, that's, you sort of got the privilege for those 24 hours to see the park the way maybe a local would, or maybe somebody who goes all the time does. You know, just slow down and just take it all in.
A personal question, and mm-hmm. something that we've mentioned earlier on in the show. Personal question for me. Did you ride Stitch?
I didn't, and I was sad.
Oh, no.
It was on my 24 things to do at Disney 24, and I wanted to so bad, but everybody hates Stitch but me.
No, I'm the same. Oh, no, I'm with you. I absolutely love Stitch.
I have another Stitch lover. I'm not alone. Yeah, I love that ride. And okay, I have to explain some backstory about why I love it. the first time I wrote it was with my best friend. And to put in perspective, like, my thoughts on Magic Kingdom before September 2010 was that was the park with the castle in it that my family didn't love that much. We went as an older family. I was 16, my brother was 9. You know, we're at the roller coaster stage of our lives. Like, we want to ride the fast rides, or we don't want to. So we go to Magic Kingdom, and it's a hot day. There doesn't seem to be anywhere to hide from the sun. And there aren't that many roller coasters. You know, like, there was Space Mountain and stuff like that, but it wasn't really, like, Rock and Roller Coaster, because that was just brand new and stuff like that when I went. And so we didn't love Magic Kingdom. Well, fast forward, wow, was it 9 years later, and I go back, and it's just me and my best friend, and we're doing the parks the way we love to do them, which is, you know, slow and easy and whatever. We meet my friends, who have now become two of my best friends, Todd and Cheryl, and this is the first time I've met them, and they're showing us around the park, and me and Dawn are like, my best friend, are like, we want to go see Stitch. What's that all about? You know, I've read people don't like it. And he's like, well, I'll take you. We go, and it's just like, for me and her, it was just such a fun, silly ride. Like, it was just hilarious to us. And we love Stitch. We think he's adorable. He's one of our favorite characters. And just to have, like, Stitch doing all this crazy stuff, like, yeah, like, it's kind of gross and it's invasive, but it was funny.
Yeah.
And so, because I wrote it with somebody, like, my best friend, who really did love it, and because it's such a good memory for me, it's still, like, I love it. I do. But nobody likes it. just the two of us love it. We'll save it. When they decide to take it out, we'll ask them to give it to us.
Yeah, we've got to do that. They're not allowed to take it out anyway. They'll have me to deal with if they decide to take that out.
Exactly. They will have us to deal with. I didn't get to do it, and I wanted to, but I don't think I did wind up going from land to land. So, like, yeah. Instead of normally do when you go and you, like, let's spend a half an hour in Future World, Tomorrowland, and let's spend an hour in Adventureland and stuff like that. What happened is you would go to Adventureland and like, let's go to a ride in Tomorrowland. I'm going to say Future World again. So you would go from, like, Adventureland to Tomorrowland to, and instead of, like, you normally would, where you would spend most of your time in one area. So I think I just got in a whirlwind, and I forgot all about my poor Stitch.
Oh, you'll have to make up more Stitch love when you go back.
Yes, in May. May's my birthday trip. I'll ride Stitch Propeller Highlander.
You'll have to ride Stitch for me as well. Think of me when you're riding it on your birthday.
We'll definitely do that.
Do you think there's anything Disney could have done better to run the event any smoother? Was there any hiccups or anything you could sort of be a bit critical? You know, could they have queuing systems being better, or just the event in general, could it have been run better?
I think so. I hate to say I don't know how, because I mean, we all have ideas of what Disney could have done better. I think more fireworks shows, more castle shows, more stuff to draw people away from the rides would have been kind of awesome. Because the fact that at 2 o'clock in the morning, there was 45-minute waits for rides where there were usually no waits. The fact that the People Mover, which most of us use as our gauge for how packed the park is, had a line that was almost an hour. Well, we didn't wind up waiting an hour, but it felt like it was like an hour long because it was way longer than it is normally. Way longer, like twice the size of a crowded day, let alone, you know, when it normally is. And so there wasn't that get crowds away from the ride's draw. And I thought there was going to be more of that, you know? I thought there was going to be more sort of interactivity in the parks. And they had some character dance parties and stuff like that, but it wasn't this sense of just, you know, there's 24 hours. Why isn't, not that you need Mickey himself walking around, because maybe that'd be a flash mob, but you could have characters walking around and just have people interact with them and have. Yeah, I think that was my biggest thing, is that there were these long waits for lines, and there wasn't enough of a, all right, we're going to do more shows, we're going to do more visual stuff outside of the rides.
Yeah, I mean, so I suppose in a way, if you think about it, they could have brought back maybe a few of the old things, like Storybook Time with Belle, maybe obviously not in the same location, but they could have found somewhere, you know, else in the park just to have that, you know, storybook with Belle for one day only sort of thing.
Something like that, yeah, something where it was like this one day only special. And I mean, they had the characters, and I didn't see, once again, a 100-minute wait time to see Minnie and Mickey in their pajamas. Mm-hmm. I love them, but no thank you. And I think that, for some of us, became the issue, is that we're looking at the wait times, we're looking at what it takes to do some of the stuff that they say you can do, and it's like, well, if I wait and come back on a day that it isn't, it was oddly packed on the 24-hour day more than it would have been on a normal day, per se. It wasn't necessarily like crowd surfing wall-to-wall people, but it was definitely more packed than I think some of us were prepared for. Especially, as I said, when you get to 2 o'clock in the morning and there's still a 40-minute wait for something, you're looking and you're like, there's something wrong here. So that, I think there wasn't enough of a draw to get people away from stuff I wanted to do. Yeah.
were the restaurants and shops open 24 hours then as well?
No, they did sort of like a phase closing, so some stuff was open till certain times and other stuff would open up, and they had specific hours for each restaurants and stuff like that.
So I suppose that took away from taking some of the people off the rides as well, then, if like restaurants and stuff were shut.
Yeah, I should have kept a times guide. but online, too, they talked about how different restaurants would be open between 11 to 5, or some would be open in the morning till 2, and then maybe close down, and so you didn't really have, like, places for people to be other than rides. So yeah, you did have restaurant closing, your store closed. I think the stores were open most of the day. But definitely around like 5:30, they shut 5 o'clock. 5:30, they shut down like the Emporium and all those, because they wanted you out by 6. They were like, okay, it's time to go. They never, you know, Disney will never come out and have a cast member shoo you out of the park, but it'll definitely be the sense of, okay, no, really, leave.
Speaking of cast members, was there any cast members that were doing the 24-hour challenge as well, or were they not allowed to? Or?
I didn't really see, like, if they were working. Like, a friend of mine who's a cast member worked, but he only had to work, well, I say only, he worked a certain shift. He
right.
didn't have to work all 24 hours, and I don't think anybody did. I know they didn't really have necessarily the staff that they could have had. I don't know why. I know looking around, like from my personal looking around, it just didn't seem like there was a plethora of cast and stuff. Like, it seemed like a normal staff. It didn't seem like they had crowd control cast members or stuff like that. Or maybe I'm wrong and I just didn't see them, but I didn't really see like a ton of cast members, which I think I almost expected there to be, especially considering how the crowds were. I guess see like a lot of cast members, but it was just normal day cast member levels.
Been a few murmurings I've sort of read on the internet this week that the event was quite successful for Disney, and they've been thinking about doing it for a long time, and possibly thinking of doing it again. If they did it again, would you go back, or would you not, because you've done it already? Or
if they did it again in 4 years, yes. If they do it again, if it's like one of those things where it's like one day out of every year will be a 24-hour day. And it's one of the things, if I'm there already, sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd make the trip again, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way trying to make the trip happen like I did this time.
A one-off special sort of thing to do.
Yeah, it would lose sort of that being special if they did it every year. Even every 4 years, though, it would sort of feel like, all right, I know about 4 years from now I can do this again. Because this was sort of special and unique and really cool. But I also think if they start doing it, it'll lose its magic. It'll sort of feel like, oh, well, I know Disney's going to do their 24-hour day eventually. And they would have to do something bigger to draw, I think, someone like me back in. Now, who knows, they'll probably still get a bunch of people lining up to do 24 hours. But I think what drew the crowd and why it was so successful was that we thought it was special and rare. You know, like, Disney doesn't do this all the time.
Yeah.
So if Disney starts doing it all the time, I'd be like, well, I'll just go on another day.
Yeah, because knowing Disney, they'll start doing it like on the last Friday of every month now, just to,
make
the money. Yeah, but I suppose you're right. It takes, once you've done it once, and then if they do it every month, it's gonna take away some of the specialness out of it, definitely.
Yeah, it'll lose the feeling of, oh, you know, I survived the 24-hour day. Well, who cares? You know, they did one last week. I survived that one. I it wouldn't surprise me, because Disney does have a tendency to, like, ooh, this works, let's beat it into the ground.
Yeah. They'll probably start rotating it, won't it? It'll be Epcot next that's open for 24 hours, and then it'll be Hollywood Studios, and it'll be Animal Kingdom. They'll sort of rotate it, maybe.
That I would approve of.
Oh, fair enough, then.
I love 24 hours in Epcot, but then
you
again...
You and I have been to World Showcase.
Oh my gosh, yes. Mm. But then you have to consider alcohol and Americans when, some of us don't know how to handle our alcohol properly, and you get you get idiots in Epcot, and that's bad. But yes, there's a part of me that would think a 24 hours in Epcot would be amazing. Just as I said, with the phases of the castle during the day, to see the phases of Spaceship Earth during the day, oh my gosh, like that. That would appeal to me so much. But yeah, fingers crossed, Disney doesn't beat this 24-hour thing into the ground. Because it will go from being like one more Disney day to another Disney day.
But imagine doing Fancy doing imagine doing a safari ride in Animal Kingdom at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That would be cool. I actually got to meet with somebody about that, because they're like, well, you know, why would you want to do the safaris at night? I'm like, because some animals are nocturnal, and that would be really cool.
It would be really cool.
Just give me the night vision goggles, I'm there. And for anybody who, unfortunately for you, follows me on Twitter, around... like 11 to maybe 3 or 4 a.m. is my bewitching hour. That's usually when I'm tweeting the most, and tweeting usually with my brain to tweet filter off. So I usually say exactly what I'm thinking. Well, I'm just as bad in real life. So, like, it's taking everything in me not to yell at the parents, like, you are an idiot. Please take your child home. And that's how I probably would react if anyone was getting, like, all pissy about being there. It's like, really? Go home. Take a nap. In fact, this is another fun part of the night, which I'm a horrible person. I was with two of my friends, my friend Mark and my friend Matt. And we're, like, just sitting there, and we're, you know, waiting for the parade. And we're, like, noticing that the crowd's too big, and it's, like, midnight. And we're, like, expecting the crowd to clear out. And I'm like, you know the best ride in the park? The exit. You should go there right now. The buses are a fascinating ride. You should get on one and head back to your resort. And I'm like just saying this loud enough so people can hear me. And I'm just saying in like the middle of the park waiting for the parade to start.
So did you get any midnight munchies or anything as well? Or?
I got coffee at 3 a.m. 3? Was it 3? It had to be 3. Wait. I'm trying to go through my timeline again. As I said, somewhere around like midnight, I lost it. But I got coffee. I didn't really get that much to eat because I had a really awesome meal at Liberty Tree, which love that all you care to eat menu. I don't want to say it's expensive. It was like $33 for dinner. And that's not a lot, but it's... If I went to counter service, I wouldn't be paying $33.
No.
So, I'm kind of cheap that way. I didn't really get midnight snacks, although they had certain snack carts open. They had, like, Mickey pretzels and popcorn, and I saw people, like, grabbing food, because you do, like, especially if you ate an early dinner. Like, my dinner wasn't until 8 o'clock, but if you had eaten earlier than that, you were probably starving by the time rolled around.
Well, my last question would just be, would you, you know, would you recommend? Well, I think the answer's yes, but in your own words, would you recommend it if it does happen again?
I would say if you didn't do it, go. If you did do it, you know, if you miss it, you didn't, you know what it's going to be. But if you didn't do it, go, have a good time, experience the park in a way you never have before. And I think that's true for any vacation. Like if you've gone to Magic Kingdom once and you've ridden all the rides on your bucket list, go back and just walk around and take a moment and look at the stuff that you don't normally see, and take a picture of the castle at all times of day, and take a picture of Cinderella for me, because I love that picture. I love the desire of that picture. I think it's just one of those cool details that you don't really notice. You know, you walk around and you point at the castle trying to find hidden Mickeys that aren't there, or like we had a friend point out a hidden Mickey to us on one of the carts, and it's just, you don't do that normally. You're usually so busy just, I must get on Haunted Mansion, I must get on, you know, I must get on Stitch. But you don't really take the time to just take it all in and see it in a new light. And I think that would be the thing if they did it again. If maybe the crowds would be down. Although I know Disney loses money when the crowds are down. But maybe the crowds would be down and you would get a chance to just look and just see everything. And I think that's the key.
I'm so sad I missed it.
Well, me too.
Aw, I wish you could come. I wish I could have, like, brought everybody and just, like, see, look, it's open 24 hours. But I don't want to tell you you didn't miss much, because obviously, if you weren't there, it's like, well, you can say that. You were there. But what I will try to tell people who didn't get to go is that it was basically what Magic Kingdom is normally, and the part that really made it special was just the friends, the camaraderie, as you guys said, and the sense of just being able to just take it all in and not feeling like you had to rush or that you were gonna miss something or, you know, you had to do. Like, I think a lot of times when we go to the parks, it's like, I have to do this, I have to do that. And just that feeling of, I don't have to do anything. It's such a good feeling. Yeah. So that was the difference, more than just something special happening. Because honestly, not that much was planned by Disney that was special.
We feel like we've been there now, hearing all your lovely stories.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I could come and talk to you guys, and I'm glad you wanted to hear it.
Well, no, thank you very much for coming on. It's been really, like Laura says, it's been really interesting.
Yes. So interesting, yeah.
I'm glad to be here, and one day you should go, and you should let me know, and we'll meet up.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
And I'm going to go and check out all your photos now.
Go for it, definitely. I'll try to post more as the weeks go on. Hopefully, like, do a big blog post about the 24-hour day. If I don't do it on my site, I'll link on my site where I wrote it, because I write for you on the site. But I will post pictures. What I love is I have so many pictures that will last me a while. And what I try to do, because I go through Disney withdrawals, I post them little by little. So that way, yeah, I don't completely withdraw.
So thanks so much for talking to us, Dan. That was really interesting.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome to come back on any time you want. It's been really interesting speaking with you.
Yes, definitely. I would love to come back. We should definitely make that happen.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Time again for Ask Minnie Minxies.
Yay! Ask us any question. We will try to answer.
Don't like that jingle, Kim. Oh. Rubbish.
Well, excuse me. So, ignoring Laura, we had two questions this week, both from Stephen Maxwell.
Yep, he was greedy and he asked for two.
But seeing as he was a competition winner, we thought we couldn't really say no and only answer one.
No.
So we decided to tackle one each.
We did.
And as I said at the start, I gave Laura the hard one.
Yep.
So we'll start with you then, Laura.
Okay. What was this very, very, very hard question you gave me?
Right. Are you listening? Are you paying attention?
Yep.
Stephen said, we are going to Port Orleans, Riverside, in October with five of us in one room. I know we shall get a trundle bed for one of our wee ones, but are they specific to a set of rooms? We stayed in Block 18 on our last trip, and we would have accepted Blocks 14, 15 or 16. I believe that some of these may now be premium rooms. If we request any of these blocks, would we be putting an unrenovated room over a renovated one? Question finished. I think okay. That's three questions in one, me, but never mind.
It is, but they all kind of tied together. So, we stayed in Block 14 the last time. Now we can tell Stephen that Block 14 has already completed refurbishment just before Christmas. So it's already, if he's even going tomorrow. So it'll be still already all refurbished by the time he goes in October. As well, his other choices of Blocks 15, 16 and 18, which will all be finished by the end of June. One of the main things they're refurbishing in the rooms is they're replacing double beds with queen size beds.
Ooh.
So you'll have extra room to sleep. That's nice, isn't it, Kimmy?
It is, because I do like to spread out when I'm asleep.
Yeah. Now, the rooms, the blocks that he mentioned are the best blocks to stay in at Port Orleans Riverside because they're the closest to the food court, the hotel lobby and the shop. So they are the blocks to go for if you're staying at that resort. Those blocks are called the Alligator, now I don't know how you pronounce it, but I'm going to go for it, Bao Double Bedded Rooms. Now they are all what Stephen would class as premium rooms because they all charge per night, $25 per night surcharge. And they do this because only in the Alligator Bao rooms do you get the trundle beds for your little children.
So they're charging you $25 per night for a little bed.
Basically, yeah. And when it said a little bed, it really is a little bed because it's smaller than even a single bed. So we don't recommend it for any children, you know, over sort of the age of 10 because they won't fit.
Right.
The feet will stick out the end. So the rooms that Stephen will consider are all what he would class premium rooms because we do have a surcharge per night. But they are the only rooms at Riverside that do have the trundle bed. So that really is, you know, what he's going to have to go for.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned that he would consider Block 16.
He did.
Isn't an Alligator Bear room, so it doesn't have a trundle bed.
Oh, no.
He doesn't want to go for that option.
Don't do 16, Stephen.
No, but another block he can go for, which is right next to those ones, so it's just as close to the food court and everything, is Block 27, which is an Alligator Bear room. So the ones he should go for are 14, 15, 18 or 27. Not 16, because he won't get a little trundle bed. That's it, I think. So what else was he asking you, Kimmy?
Well, I took the nice, easy-ish one. He said, we are going to Walt Disney World in October this year and are staying at Port Orleans Riverside and can't wait. Is Spectra Magic going to return to the Magic Kingdom before we go in October? Well, I've got some bad news. For now, there is no word as to when Spectra Magic is going to return to the Magic Kingdom. But if you haven't seen the Main Street Electrical Parade before, Stephen, it is really good. And to me, personally, I do prefer it over Spectra Magic. Please don't shoot me, anybody. It's a beautiful parade. It's got all the floats and the character costumes are filled with lights. I mean, I did a bit of research into this and, you know, it's a long-standing rumour that Spectra Magic could return this year. One of the main reasons is Disneyland in California, really. That's being relaunched in June or August. Trust me, there's a point to this. I've already got World of Colour, which is similar to Fantasmic. Maybe it's unclear whether the electrical parade will return, because obviously it came from Disneyland California. It's uncertain whether it's going to return to Disneyland California, just because do they need it? Do they, don't they? I don't know. So it really just does depend. I mean, it was going back. It changed. They changed their mind at the last minute and it stayed at Florida. There's no, I can't say yes, I can't say no, but it looks very, very unlikely, Stephen, that Spectrum Magic will be back. After that confusion of jarble I've just said, it's very unlikely, because the electric parade was going to return to California. Now it isn't going to return to California. It's staying at Florida. And while that's at Florida, there'll be no Spectrum Magic.
Oh.
I know.
Never mind.
Sorry, Stephen. But if anyone has any other questions they'd like to ask us.
Yep, because we've done our duty this week and answered all of Stephen's. You can email us all your lovely questions to contact@theminiminxies.co.uk.
Listen to the Mini Minxes every Friday night at 7 Eastern.
WTSC Radio.
All Disney music.
All day long.
WTSC.
Live365.com.
Stream live at DisneyTSC.squarespace.com.
Well, Kimmy, what a lovely Disney build show 3 we've had.
I know, I've right enjoyed myself this week.
I know.
Oh, going through what I do for 24 hours and then speaking with lovely Dana about her day there.
Some really interesting stories. Lots of pictures I've got to look at now.
Oh, yeah. I'm off to go look at them now. See ya.
Come back, Kim. We've got to do some other stuff.
Oh, sorry.
We've got to announce the winner, the newest winner of the Disney gift card.
Oh, yeah. I haven't picked one yet.
I have, Kim, because I knew you'd forget.
I got a bit carried away, I think, with all the 24-hour talk.
Yep. So, the question was, just to remind everybody, which celebrity do the Muppets capture in order to raise money for the telethon? Is that what the question was?
That was what the question was.
The answer was Jack.
Let me do it.
Okay, go.
Jack Black.
Jack Black, yeah. And one of the lucky people who entered that, and whose name we chose from the entries, was Danelle Capon.
Yay! Well done, Danelle. Yay.
So you've won a Disney gift card voucher. So if you can email us your address, so we know where to send it to. Send us an email to where you entered. So if you send us your address, so we know where to send it to, Danelle. To contact@theminiminxies.co.uk.
And if anybody's got any comments or suggestions or anything they'd like to tell us about this week's show, then please send them comments to the same email address.
Yep, or any questions for Ask Mini Minxies again, just to remind you we're still looking for those.
Oh yes, please send us your questions. We will do our best to answer them and come to your aid.
Okay, so there's millions and millions of ways in the cyber universe that you could contact me or Kimmy.
Yeah, we're spreading like rash, people.
We are. You can contact us by email, contact@theminiminxies.co.uk.
God, we've said that email address like 10 times in the last 2 minutes.
We have, but they've memorised it now.
Oh, very good. Friend us up on Facebook. We're the Mini Minxies.
Yep, facebook.com/theminiminxies. Or you can tweet us. Guess what that is, Kim?
@theminiminxies.
Yep.
Follow me, because I ain't got many followers.
Oh, yeah. What's your Twitter?
@Kimmy_Disney.
Yep, or they could follow me.
No, don't do that.
I need more followers.
No, she doesn't.
@PearsonLauraUK. I'll even spell it PPARSON.
Or you can visit our lovely website, which Laura has been doing a bit of work on, I've noticed this week, at theminiminxes.co.uk?
Yes, you can. You can read some stuff about me and Kimmy and look at some photos and look at some other John Carter stuff and things like that.
Go to iTunes and leave us a review. We've had some lovely reviews these last couple of weeks and we need some more, so please go leave us some nice, and again, I'm saying nice reviews. You can also listen to us on WTSC Radio. I believe that's on Friday evenings and Saturday mornings.
That's good. You can log on there at live365.com.
And I believe new to the list of Jarble that we say at the end of every podcast, you can now listen to us on Stitcher.
They can.
Yeah.
But download us on iTunes too.
Yeah, do download us on iTunes too.
Because then you get double followers, double downloads.
Stop conning people, Laura. So, Laura, when are we next on then, Laura? Please get the date right this week.
We are next going to be releasing a podcast on Monday, 19th of March.
And I'm not going to say too much about this podcast, but it's going to be a bit of a special podcast.
Yeah, we're not going to say too much because we don't completely know yet. I don't know. They'll all have to tune in March the 19th to find out.
All right, sounds like I know more about what's going on than what Laura does, eh? So, yes, 19th of March, next show's out. So, basically, all that's got left to say is goodbye.
Goodbye. Many kisses.
Bye, everyone. See you on the 19th.
I'm the guy they call Little Mickey Mouse. Got a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's the horse's Winnie is my little Minnie Mouse. When it's feeding time for the animals and they howl and growl like the cannibals, I just turn my heel to the hen house steel and you'll hear me sing this song. Oh, the old tom cat with his meow meow, old hound dog with his bow wow wow, the crow and the mule. Gosh, what a ragged like an old buzzsaw. I have listened to the cuckoo, his cuckoo, and I've heard the rooster cock-a-doodle-doo.